Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from City Administrator Mike Nardini, and he's going to tell us about the city's budget for the fiscal year 2014.
All right, well, Mike, city staff and council just wrapped up their budget planning sessions earlier this week. Give me kind of a general rundown of what our revenues look like.
You bet, Brad. And first of all, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss with you city affairs. And as you said, we did hold budget meetings with the council on the 2014 proposed budget. It's important for the listeners to understand when we talk about the 2014 budget, we're talking about the time period that would actually begin on July 1st, 2013 and extend through June 30th, 2014. Now, overall, Brad, when you talk about the city's budgets and revenues and the size of the budget, we have about a $40 million budget at the city. And it's important also when you discuss the budget, in particular proposed budgets, the budget that we are proposing in the council that will be taking action on at a public hearing in March, actually, it's very important to understand that there's no proposed increases either in the city's property taxes or utility rates for the city. And this is important to note because in the case of our property tax rate, this will be the 12th consecutive year that we've held the line at our existing rate, which is $10.20 per thousand of taxable valuation. So that's very significant for the city as well. Now, when we talk about the 2014 budget, it's also important to note that this budget is really the springboard for several big initiatives for the city as well. I'm going to start off with one of the more critical infrastructure projects that we have planning on is the city's long-term water supply plan. With the 2014 budget, we look to really continue the planning with that, with the actual engineering services for the water supply plan. Now, overall, the water supply plan is $12.6 million. It's a plan that we're looking to actually be completed by the year 2016. And really, for 2013, we'll be continuing or hopefully continue on with engineering for that and look to phase in those improvements between now and 2016. And those improvements will be a new Jordan well and also a reverse osmosis treatment process for the city's water treatment plant. So overall, over the course of the next 4 years, that's roughly about a $12.6 million project. So there'll be more news items on that in the near future as well. Now, to continue that trend, when we talk about the city's overall budget and the priorities for the city, as it has been the case for the last several years, it's really a lot of infrastructure repairs for the city. And 2014 is no exception to that. We have some significant street projects that we're planning for 2014. First and foremost would be the Oskaloosa Street renovation. What we're hoping to do with Oskaloosa Street is actually renovate between East Prairie Street out to East 16th Street on Oskaloosa Street. And the timeline for the project is what we're looking at doing is actually completing engineering and planning for calendar year 2013 and actually the reconstruction to take place during 2014. Overall, that's roughly about a $2.2 million project for the city. So it's a very significant project as well. As far as other street improvements associated with the 2014 budget, what we're hoping to do with the 2014 budget is really continue on with our plans to renovate the city streets over the next 12 years. The city's plans call for renovating about 25% of the city's residential blocks over the next 12 years. And with that, that equates to about 8 to 9 residential blocks per year. And so for 2013, what we will be doing is we'll be performing improvements or renovations through roughly 8 city blocks in 2013, which is included in this proposed budget. And those city blocks will be determined by the city council at a later work session this year as well. Now, jumping over to another significant infrastructure component for the city as well, it's important to note that the 2014 budget resumes the city's overhead to underground electrical distribution conversion projects. And when the area that we're looking to start with and initiate the conversion projects is actually the Pella High area, Brad, and that's generally south of University Street and north of Oskaloosa Street from the areas on the westmost boundary would be East 8th on the west side, extending out to East 13th Street on the eastern side of that area. And so we're hoping to begin those conversion projects during this budget. And that area will actually take about a couple years to complete the conversions with that as well. So that's a very significant project for the city because, as the listeners are aware, approximately 70% of our electric distribution system is underground. We're hoping within the next 5 years to complete all the conversion areas and have 100% of the system underground. So that's a very significant project for the city of Pella.
not only does that project make it look a little bit nicer, but it also means that we have a much more reliable energy system than some of the communities who don't have underground wires.
Absolutely. It's important to realize that that makes all the difference in the world with your distribution system, having it underground. And for us, Brad, as you stated, that will be a key reliability feature for the community as well. So it's very high on the city's priority list as far as completing those conversion projects. Moving on and switching gears a little bit, the budget wouldn't be complete unless we talked about some of the quality of life issues that we have with the city as well. It's important to note the 2014 budget process also includes, hopefully, the proposed opening of the Pella Community Sports Park, and that was discussed at length with the city council. But we are planning right now, hopefully, if things stay on track and we can get the project bid later this spring and hopefully constructed in 2013, we can have an opening of the complex in 2014. So that from an operational standpoint, we're very excited about that, and we are planning, and the project is currently on course, and hopefully we can stay on course with it. Now, the other big project that we have on the quality of life side of things is renovation of the city's indoor pool. The council gave a tentative go-ahead with the budget proposal to proceed with the renovations. With it, overall, the proposed renovation for the city's indoor pool is approximately $4 million, and by renovating the pool, it will hopefully extend the life of this facility for 20 to 30 years. Now, as far as the tentative timeline for it, Brad, we're hoping that council gives authorization to proceed with the project in March, and if we can get authorization to complete the engineering, we're hoping to have the engineering completed in roughly July of this year, and hopefully be able to seek bids for the project and commence construction on it later this fall. With it, construction and the renovation is expected to take 6 to 8 months, so there'll be significantly more information on this project as we proceed with things.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where City Administrator Mike Nardini's told us about the Pella City budget for fiscal year 2014. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.